Father, I thank you, Lord. We are here again with the word of God today, declaring the word of God. Glory to God. And thank you, Lord, for this series, the series Overcome. And Lord, we thank you because you have made us overcomers. Now, the entrance of God's word bringeth light and giveth understanding. So let it be even on this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Today's lesson is actually day 4 in the Overcome series. And it's today, it's through it all. Climb every mountain. You know, we talked about mountains and valleys yesterday. So this is just a follow-up on that. You know, yesterday we covered quite a bit of why we go through ups and downs, why there are mountains and valleys, and so forth. And I want to develop this thought for just a bit. Towards the end of the room yesterday, I said, look, there are many mountains that you must climb. And you got to climb every one of them. But once you are on top of the first mountain and you see the second mountain and a series of mountains ahead of you that you must climb, how do you get to each one of those and climb every one of them? Because you got to climb every one of them. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, to climb the next mountain, you actually have to come down from the one that you're on now. You know, unless you have some means of, you know, jumping across, and that would not be climbing, you know. So to climb, you got to start from the bottom up, you know. And I looked up, you know, how to prepare for mountain climbing. And I thought it was, you know, I mean, if you want to go on an exhibition of climbing a mountain, what do you do? You know, how do you prepare? There's a lot of things that they said you got to do. There's even physical training that you have to do on the ground, you know, just to, you know, get yourself ready. And there's other things you have to pack with you as well and so forth. You know, and, you know, there are some people that have that kind of daredevil mind to do those kind of things, you know, and they go through a lot, you know, to get themselves ready. And, but let's put it to us this way. You know, I'm talking about spiritual mountains here. I'm not talking about physical mountains that you must climb, but spiritual mountains, you know, these mountains that are in front of us, you know, and what are these mountains that may be in front of us? Well, there are such things as contradictions to the word of promise. You know, when God promised something, you know, and then how do you get there? Well, there's many mountains along the way that may be in front of you or, you know, trying to prevent you from getting there. And we've spoken about this before in the past, that just because God promised something doesn't mean that you're going to just sit back, fold your arms, and you'll get it. Well, on the contrary, you've got to fight because, you know, the devil is going to try to make sure you don't get it. You know, so, you know, part of that fight is climbing those mountains. And, you know, when you climb the first mountain, well, you find out that, you know, when you're celebrating on top, you realize that there's more mountains that you have to climb. You know, and so exhortation to you today, hopefully a brief one, is for you to climb every mountain and let no single mountain be a showstopper or something that will hinder you from moving forward. The Lord always wants us to move forward. We got to move forward. I mean, there are things that God will be doing. You know, God may be sending us into a place that's with milk and honey, as he was sending the children of Israel. But along the way, the, you know, first, you know, to even get them out of Egypt and escape the armies of Egypt, you know, there's many things they have to go through. Like they have to go through the Red Sea. And I got to go through the, you know, giants, you know, that they saw later on. But before they even got to the giants, you know, there were the Amalekites, you know, God sending them to the land of Canaan. So there's all these people that they have to deal with on the way, you know. And, but if you don't, if you faint in your hearts, like some of them fainted, actually 10 out of 12 of the spies that were sent to spy out the land fainted. You know, I mean, that's an incredible percentage to, you know, people that will faint at adversity and challenges along the way. You know, so they fainted. They said, well, we can't do it. You know, because there are giants in the land. It's kind of like, we can't do it. There are mountains in the way. Can't climb those mountains. You know, we're not able. That's what they said. And of course, well, the Lord wasn't happy with that. And he told them, well, because you said you are not able, then you will not be able. Because after you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. You can read those stories in Numbers 13 and Numbers 14. We've talked about it multiple times. But Numbers 14 and 28 talks about, you know, if you confess positively, then you'll have it. And if you also confess negatively, you'll have it. Because the Lord said, what you've spoken in my ears, as you did speak, so will I do unto you. Now, there's a lot of things, you know, every time that, you know, you have a breakthrough that's on your way. I mean, don't for even 1 minute think that, you know, everything's going to be all right and the devil's not going to fight it. You know, I mean, the devil, we see the story in Revelation chapter 12, the dragon is standing before the woman. Well, first, he's trying to prevent the bird. You know, he can't do it, you know. And they say, well, if I can't do it, then I'm going to swallow up the child, you know, as soon as the child is born. But if you analyze that story, you know, even though it was just encapsulated in just, you know, a few snapshots here and there, I guarantee you the devil was trying to even prevent that pregnancy to start with and tried everything possible to discourage the woman. That didn't work. Say, well, okay, you know, I'm going to kill the child as soon as the child's born. That didn't work. I'm going to kill the woman herself. You know, so, I mean, devil is always there. There are some interesting stories in the book of Nehemiah. You know, they now the Lord is giving them favor, right? So, with the favor, they're going to rebuild the ruins. Well, but just because, you know, you have the favor to rebuild the ruins doesn't mean that the devil is going to let you just do it. You're going to have to fight through all of that. There's going to be the so-called Sambalats, you know, and Tobiases that were going to try to frustrate what you're doing. This, you know, in the light of this message, exhortation today, think of those as the mountains that, you know, you have to deal with. You know, so Sambalat is there, Tobiah is there, and they're going to make sure, because remember, they are Arabians, they are Ammonites, and they are the Ashdodites and so forth. They're going to make sure that these people do not succeed in what they are trying to do. You know, but you must strap on a kind of attitude. You'll be ready and you're going to go through no matter who or what comes against you. It's kind of like, a posture, declaration verse from months ago, and I've been so happy to hear many, many people referring to it from time to time. You know, Isaiah 50 and 7 that says, look, you know, in preparing my heart, this is how you prepare your heart, right? For the rough road ahead, for the mountains ahead, for the expedition to climb those mountains. When you are packing your gear, you pack this with you. You know, that's what Isaiah is saying. Look, I will prepare my heart and set my face like a flint. You know, so I know that the road ahead is going to be rough. It's going to be rough terrain. It's going to be, I mean, there's mountains, there's all kinds of things that I have to deal with. But I'm prepared. Hallelujah. For the journey. You know, to prepare yourself, you psych yourself up in the Lord. You get up with the word of God. You get up in prayer. You put yourself in a posture of believing. And you set your eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. You know, and I'm going forward. I'm setting my face like a flint. I will not be discouraged. I'm preparing my heart. Setting your face like a flint, among other things, means that you are preparing yourself for the hardship ahead, you know, and you're not going to be bothered with it, but you are going to go through no matter what. And you're going to climb the mountains. You're going to fight through the Sambalats and the Tobiases and everyone else that may be the Amalekites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, and everyone that's on the way to get to that promise. You're going to deal with them. It doesn't matter what they bring against you. You have also fortified your mind. You have fortified your mind to go through and climb the mountains that are ahead. You know, so a climb is not an easy thing. You know, I don't know if any one of you has ever attempted to climb, not even a mountain, maybe a hill or so. You know, I remember many years ago when I was much younger, and there's a place here that I would go for, you know, a hike. You know, the mountains, some mountains here in Phoenix, and that was a great, great hike. And I remember the first time that I went there. I mean, it's in some places very steep. In other places, the gradient is a little bit okay. And then you go, I mean, it's just like a very, very long hike, probably more than a mile or so, you know, before you can get to the top. You know, but the very treacherous, you know, path to get there, you know, and you have to be mentally prepared. Well, you know, first time I was trying to do it, I don't think I was really mentally prepared. I mean, I would just say, hey, you know, I mean, everybody's doing it, so I'm going to jump on it. And I got to a place, the place was very slippery and dangerous and treacherous, you might say. You know, and I'm looking down, I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, and I'm thinking in my mind, well, you know, this is as far as I go. Then I look and I see some older folks coming down from the top. I mean, I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, these people can do it. So now I strap on some new energy in my mind, a new determination. I begin to set my face like a flint. I'm not going to look down. You know, I'm going to get to the top. If these folks, they already made it to the top. So now they're coming down. They're going to go climb some other mountains. They've already conquered this one. So I'm like, okay, well, I am going to get to the top. And I made it to the top. And of course, you know, I was like, yoo-hoo. You know, I made it to the top. Well, that was only part of the story. Now you got to get down. You can't stay at the top all along. You know, one time, you know, Peter said, well, let us build ourselves 3 tabernacles and just stay here. One for you, Lord, one for Moses, one for Elijah. We'll just camp with you guys here, you know, on the mountain. And Lord said, no, can't live on the mountain all the time. You got to go down. There's work for you down there, you know. So, you know, there may be more mountains, but in order for you to climb the next one, you're going to have to come down from this one. You know, people, you know, think that, you know, once you get to the top, then you are going to be at the top all the time. But that's not the case, you know. We wish so, but that's not life. We covered that already yesterday. You're going to have to come down in order to climb the next one. But climb the next one, you must, and you will, because, you know, the journey is not over yet. It's multiple mountains that are on the way. But you must keep your eyes on the promise and keep your eyes on the, you know, where you are headed. And don't let the discouragements along the way try to frustrate you. Now, real faith will keep its eyes on the promise, regardless of the surrounding obstacles or mountains or what have you. You got to keep on going. Praise the Lord. Now, because we covered the subject of mountains and valleys a lot in depth yesterday, this is just a quick exhortation to let you know that, yes, indeed, there are many mountains, but you're going to have to climb them all. There is not one mountain that you must not, that you may not climb. If you don't climb that particular mountain, then you have, it's like, you know, you got this challenge of the obstacle course or whatever, and you got to go through each thing, you know. Each thing is an Ironman contest, last man standing, all those kind of things. You know, you go through every one of those things. You know, if they put barricades in front of you, you knock them down. You run through, you got to jump, you got to climb, you got to swim, you got to do whatever until you get to where you're going. You got to keep going. I mean, that's part of the trail that's going to be easy going. There's some part will be rough and some parts will be treacherous and dangerous. You know, so, you know, and it's just up and down, undulating like that. But you got to keep going. Just got to keep going. Praise the Lord. And the Lord who has already gone ahead of you, he knows the way. This is an old hymn that says, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness and all of that. You know, well, the Lord knows, not only does he know the way, you know, he's there with you as your guide through that way. And he will enable you to put up a good fight. That's right. So, because the devil himself is fighting, trying to make sure you don't get there. Jesus talked about the gates of hell. And every one of us, by the grace of God, through salvation, you know, we embark on a journey and we are on a path, and the destination is the image and likeness of the Christ. However, the gates of hell will try to close in upon you on that journey and block that path so you don't get there, you know, and you may see some gates along the way. Well, what you going to do? The scripture says, go through. Go through the gates, Isaiah 62 and verse 10. You got to go through, you know, gates or no gates. In fact, if your faith is strong enough and you encourage yourself with a message such as this, you know that the Lord will break those gates for you. Hallelujah. He says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Why? Well, because the Lord specializes in breaking gates, opening gates, cutting down, you know, all kinds of barriers and gates that are holding people back. Listen to this, Psalm 107 and verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he has broken. Now, not exactly that he will break, but he has already broken the gates of brass, and he has cut asunder the bars of iron. And so we must go through. And the Lord said, have I not commanded you? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with you. Is the Lord with you on this journey? Will he strengthen you to climb? Will he strengthen you to mount up with wings as eagles? Why, absolutely. You know, so But you've got to set your face like a flint for the journey. Now, the journey is great. But here's what he says to you in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. The Lord said, he is the one that's going with you. The Lord will be with you. He will not fail you, neither forsake you. Fear not, and be not dismayed. The Lord will be with you. The journey is going to be great. One time, the Lord said to Elijah, the journey ahead of you is great. Therefore, get up and eat some more, you know, and so forth. You know, there are different preparations that you have to make for different trips. When you're going to the safari, there's different ways you have to prepare. There's different gear you have to take. There's different kind of clothing and attire you have to prepare for. When you're going rock climbing and mountain climbing and hiking, and different things, you got to pack what you need, take the water and whatever, you know, and so forth. You know, I mean, you just got to get yourself ready, you know, and there's some training on the ground that you even do before that. You know, some fitness training, you know, make sure you can get your breathing right, get your, energy right, get your limbs working right, and so on and so forth. And they listed a lot of this training. I'm like, wow, you know, and Paul was saying like, look, you know, those that strive for masteries, they are temperate in all things, you know, and yet they are striving for a corruptible crown. I mean, they just want to climb some mountain, prove that they can achieve something, you know. But, you know, what about us who are in a spiritual journey and a spiritual contest, if you will? How must we do? You know, if someone who's an athlete strive for masteries, those are people who are athletes. They've got to train. There's training camp. They got to do this and do that. Their coach will put them through all kinds of things, you know, to get ready for the season, you know, and they must train and train and train. Well, what about those of us who are on this spiritual race? What should we do? How should we prepare ourselves, you know, when we are in a journey, you know? And even when you are doing it, it says, well, they are temperate in all things. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25 to 27. You say, if a man is striving for masteries, he has to be temperate, disciplined, put his body under, you know, athletes who are gunning for the thrill of victory. They don't have time to mess around with things that are going to destroy their body. They must train. They must deny themselves, train and train and train. You know, well, now they are doing it, he says, to obtain a corruptible crown. Corruptible crown. But what about we? How are we doing it? What kind of crown are we going for? You know, while we are trying to climb these mountains. You know, it's more than just a physical mountain this time around. I'm talking about spiritual things. And if those who are doing it for, you know, to get a trophy and so forth, they can be well trained and put their body under, then we ourselves must do that. And so he said, look, I myself so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. He's trained, you know. He's not just shadow boxing and so forth. He knows where to land the punches. He's prepared himself. I keep my body under, you know. You got to train that body with discipline, physical, you know, resistance training, strength training, and all those things. You got to do it. And he said, well, I also keep my body under, lest by, you know, I bring it under subjection. Now, this body, this flesh, you know, is an enemy to all things that are spiritual. So you got to put the flesh down. Lest by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. So he's preparing his heart, he's setting himself, checking himself all the time. But go forward, he must, you know. But when you do, It also says that, remember that there are rules along the way. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4 says, well, if a man strive for masteries, we've already talked about the man who's striving for masteries, but here is coming back again and saying, look, those who are striving for masteries, well, it's a good thing, but they will not be crowned unless they strive lawfully. So you got to learn the rules of the game. I call it rules of engagement. And you got to bring your A game all the time. Praise the Lord. And part of that is to set your face like a flint. This journey, it's going to be a long season, and you're going to train and walk very hard. You're not going to give up. You're not going to let up. You're not even going to be discouraged. And so you win some, lose some, whatever. Keep on going. You know, but look, if you have the right attitude, you know, the goal is that you win more than you lose. You know, that's the way to do it. You know, if you lose a whole lot more than you win, you're probably not going to get to the next level. But if you win more, a whole lot more than you lose, chances are that you'll make it into, you know, the next level, playoffs or whatever the next level may be. So today, our lesson is to encourage us that whatever mountain is in front of us, we got to be ready to climb the mountain. You know, and if you don't, sometimes you got to go around the mountain too. You know, one way or the other, you climb the mountain, go around it, swim through the river, do whatever, you know, cut down through the bushes, whatever it takes, you got to get there. You know, when you're going through, you say, well, my goodness, the giants in the land, I can't do this. I'm going to go back. Well, then you already lost. You know, so you got to keep on going, you know, and you should not consider the fact. Don't look at, well, what if I don't make it? What if I don't get to the top? You know, well, if you're thinking, what if I don't get to the top? And then because of that, you're not going to try. Well, you never get to the top. And you'll never know if you could get to the top unless you tried. You know, I've told the lesson of, you know, take the shot. When the last few seconds are running out on the game clock, and, you know, and the shot clock, and the ball is in your hands, and you take that shot. But you're thinking and you're fearful in your heart that, well, I don't know. What if I don't make it and I lose the game? You know, and then everybody crucify me. Well, one person may think that way. Another one will say, you know, well, what if I make it and I'll be a hero? And there are some folks, you know, they want the ball in that moment. They want the ball. Give me the ball. Let everybody else clear out. They can clear out for a one-on-one. They're going to take that last shot. They want the ball. They live for that moment. Hallelujah. Now, what kind of posture do you have? You know, we want people to develop the posture that, look, I've been training for this moment. I've lived every life, every moment of my life to climb this mountain. And I'm ready. And I'm going to do it. Because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I want the ball. I want the chance. I'm going to do it too. But if you say, well, I can't do it. You know, when I said to people, I said, well, every shot that you don't take is a shot you already missed. Because you didn't take the shot. Because you were afraid that you might not make it. Well, because you didn't even try, then that means you already missed it. So, but you've got to try. Who knows? But you might just make it. And then you'll save the day and you'll be the hero. You know, but, you know, I mean, you train yourself for that moment. You're ready for that moment. You know that, look, I know the journey is going to be rough. I mean, wouldn't it be foolish for someone who's going into, you know, that kind of climbing expedition to for them to just think in their mind that, oh yeah, it's gonna be easy? None of them thinks like that. You know, they know it's going to be hard. There's going to be times that they may slip and almost fall. You know, they may have some bruises along the way. I mean, they train and prepare for these things. You know, so we also who are in a spiritual journey, fighting, you know, sometimes you are in a dogfight for your life. It's even in spiritual things. But the enemy is there to kill, to steal, and destroy. So we can't just waltz through life thinking, oh, well, yeah, it's going to be all right. It's easy and stuff. Yeah, it will be all right at the end of the day, but not without a fight. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to climb. You know, I mean, sometimes you have to crawl. Sometimes you climb. Sometimes you walk. Sometimes you run. Sometimes you fly. Whatever it is, but you keep on going. And you got to climb every mountain. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to give a brief exhortation. This was really on the heels of yesterday's message on mountains and valleys. And every one of those mountains must be climbed. The Lord also gave us encouragement that He's the Lord of the mountain. That's right. So, you know, and if you look at those mountains as obstacles, well, the Lord said, well, every mountain shall be leveled. And sometimes the Lord can move the mountain, but sometimes He won't move the mountain. You got to climb the mountain. Now, Jesus said, look, if you have faith, you can say to this mountain, be moved. Well, what if the mountain is not moved? Then are you going to give up because the mountain wasn't moved? Well, if you can't move the mountain, then climb the mountain. If you can't climb the mountain, then go around it somehow. But don't let the mountain stop you from getting to where you are going. You know, mountains are there to do their thing. You know, but if it's in my path, I'm going to either climb the mountain, get around it somehow, but I'm not going to let it, you know, keep me from going forward. We've talked about barricades and barriers before, but today's lesson is actually climbing, overcoming the obstacles. There are some mountains that you must climb, that you can't go around the mountain. This is that situation that I'm addressing today. At times you may be able to go around it, but at times you cannot go around it. You've got to climb the mountain. You know, praise the Lord. Those are situations like, look, you've been praying for this job. Now you got a great job, but it's way above your head. Well, what do? Well, you got to climb the mountain. You got to climb the mountain. You got to get to the top. And you got to subdue that thing. Hallelujah. Because that's what God said in the beginning. Subdue. Glory to God. Have dominion. So any situation that seems overwhelming, that you found you're already there, and you wanted it, but now it's overwhelming, well, you've got to climb that mountain. It's a mountain of difficulties right now. But you're going to take the challenge. Climb the mountain. Get to the top of it. Glory to God. And you can do it too. Because God wouldn't put you in that situation if He knew you couldn't do it. You know, and not only did He put you in there, He's right there with you to encourage you, to give you the grace to push along. But God is not going to remove the difficulties. You know, the difficulties make you strong. So God wants you to, you know, climb the mountain. That's what He wants. That's why He would not necessarily remove the mountain. But He will put, you know, you in a position where you have strength and encouragement to climb the mountain. And you must be undaunted. I mean, you look at the mountain, it looks really great and overwhelming and, you know, overbearing at times. But like I said yesterday, you may not see what's on the top of the mountain yet until you stand back and see that there is actually a colossal figure that's astride that mountain. My goodness, that's the Lord of the mountain. And He's saying, come up here. And you're going to climb that mountain. You got to do it. And there's a crown that you are going to get when you get to that top of that mountain. You're going to pick that crown. Hallelujah. And then, well, so you chop that one off in the W column. But then there's more. There's always more. As long as we are on this earth, in this world, while we wait for the coming of the Lord, until then, there's always going to be more mountains to climb. There's always more victories to win, you know, and more successes, more stories, you know, of God's goodness to tell at the end. So keep on racking in, you know, raking in the victories and picking up the crowns as you go along, and the jewels and the trophies. But you got to keep doing it. You can't stop. And so the Lord is encouraging us today, climb the mountains. Every mountain, praise the Lord. And you know, the end of the journey is already guaranteed, right? Yeah, because the Lord is the one that said, come. And if he says, come, you know, then it's already guaranteed. Walk with me now, he says. Build with me, you know, and all that. I am the Lord that doth strengthen you. I will help thee. Yea, I will strengthen you with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41 and 10. The Lord told Isaiah that. That's why he came back in chapter 50, and then used what the Lord told him to strengthen himself. Lord already told him, look, I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Even through his mouth, those prophetic words went out to the children of Israel and even for himself. So he knew it. Now, when he gets to chapter 50, he said, well, I know the Lord God will help me because he already said so. You know, so you take the word of God. Like I said the other day, you know, the word that came to you when you are in the light, that's when you are on the mountain. Now you are in the valley. It looks like you can't hear the voice of God. Everything looks so, you know, dismal, you know, but look, the Lord's word that came to you before, you know, remind yourself of that word. Say, well, the Lord already told me I will help you. I will strengthen you with the right hand of my righteousness. Okay. So now I know the Lord God will help me. That's right. You know, and I know I will not be confounded. Therefore, I'm going to set my face like a flint. I'm ready for the journey. And I know I will not be ashamed because the Lord told him. And so he's going to strengthen himself with that. Praise the Lord. Now, what may be the mountains that you are facing today? What are some of those mountains? Well, you know, I already called out a few of them. You know, your job and stuff like that. You know, and why is our job and our careers, I mean, even the marketplace, why are those things so important? Because that's why where we spend the most of our day. Most of us are in this room, spend the greater part of our day on these jobs and things that we do, you know. So it's important. If you're going to spend all that time of your day in it, then you better be victorious in it. Otherwise, you'll be depressed, you know. I mean, if you are only going to spend 30 minutes of 24 hours in it, so well, maybe it doesn't matter. You know, you just find something else to do in the remaining 23 and a half hours. But that's not the case. Many of us spend 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day on our job. From the time you get up and you are preparing for the job and drive over there and do it and finish it up and come back home and so forth, 12 hours of your day has already gone. And if you're going to spend all that time, and sometimes it's even longer than that, if you're going to spend all that time on the job, you might as well be successful at it. So, you know, and to be successful, that means you've got to get your mind set for it, for the challenges that are ahead. You know, you got to strap on this mindset that said, look, I am putting on my game face. I will not be dismayed. I will not be discouraged. Bring it on. You know, I'm ready. I can do it. I can do all things. I can climb every mountain and I can get the victory. And this is the victory that overcometh, you know, all these challenges that you face in the world. This is the victory. Even your faith. Where's your faith at? Your faith is in the word of promise, where he said, you know, go in and possess the land. Go through to the other side of the sea or whatever he said. He already said it. That's where your faith is at. The Lord said, go through. I'm going through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not going to let some giants, you know. And then there were two guys that said, look, you know, they only seem like giants to you guys. But, you know, with us, with them is the arm of flesh, you know. But with us is the Lord God Almighty. There are some kings of Israel, I mean, Judah, that knew how to say things like that. And said, look, we can do it. You know, we can do it. And we can do it. And Jonathan, the son of Saul, also said, look, it's not with the Lord to save with many or few. It makes the Lord no difference. I may be few, they may be many, but I can do it. I can conquer them. Praise the Lord. And so they knew in their hearts that, look, we can climb this mountain. We can win this battle. Joshua said, look, they are bread for us. We'll have them for lunch. But the Lord is with us. And he has given us his good word to go forward. Only rebel not in your hearts, he said to them. Well, let's not rebel in our hearts. Rebellion is when we do not sanctify the word of promise in our hearts. The Lord said, go forward and I will give you the land. And then you say, I can't do it. The Lord said, look, go forward. I'll give you, you know, I will cause you to ride upon your high places. That's why I give you the job, you know. And then you say, well, I can't do it. You know, why not? If you knew you can't do it, he wouldn't put you there. You can do it, but it's not going to be easy at first. Some people say no good thing comes easy. Well, and look at all the things that Christ had to endure in order to get the pearl of great price, which is the church. What did he have to endure? Contradictions of sinners against himself, you know, and all these things that he had to put up with for 30 something years. You know, he could have just come with blazing guns and everything and done it in one day, but he did it. The Father put him through, you know, the wine press. You know, he had to go through this stuff. You know, and he was ready for it. And how did he get himself ready? Prayers. You know, even when, you know, he was facing the ultimate, the darkest moment in his life, when he knew he was going to become sin. Now, that thing was was scary, crazy scary. Because he had never been separated from the Father. He and the Father were one. But he knew the moment is coming when the Father will turn his back against him. That's right. Turn his back to him. Because he's going to be sin and he's going to be darkness. And in God, according to 1 John 1 and 5, God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So the moment you become darkness, you cannot and will not be a part of God for that moment. And so he dreaded that moment, but he prepared himself for it. He encouraged himself all along. He prayed towards it. He said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it. He was testifying, he was preparing, he was psyching himself up for it. And in the his darkest hour, when he was right there, the devil said, you can't do this. You know, and even his flesh said, well, I can't do this. Is there any other way? Remove this cup from me. I was in his soul. But then he come right back in his spirit and said, nevertheless, thy will be done. But he was prepared for the moment. He said, for this purpose was I born. Well, prepared for the moment. And he's going to go through it. And ladies and gentlemen, you're going to climb that mountain. You may get some help, but you're going to climb it. You will climb that mountain. The Lord will give you help, but you're going to be the one that's going to climb it. The Lord told Noah that the ark was coming, but the Lord's not going to build the ark. No. You are going to build the ark. I don't care if it takes you 120 years, you're going to build. I'll show you where the wood is at. I'll show you where to get the oak and so forth. And I'll give you skills and I'll give you some help, but you're going to do it. Hallelujah. That's how it works with God. You know, God's not building that ark. You know, he told you the rain's coming, the storm's coming to destroy the world, but you are going to build the ark. And there's going to be obstacles while you're building. People are going to mock you. What in the world are you doing? What is rain? People didn't even know what that means. You know, but you keep at it. Nobody will be laughing the day that God closes those doors. So, but you're the one that's going to build that ark. He told you, and you're going to do it. Hallelujah. He'll strengthen you. He'll encourage you. He'll give you grace along the way, but you are going to do it. And so God will strengthen you. He'll give you grace. He'll give you skills along the way. He'll give you help, training, mentoring, whatever. But you're the one that's going to have to climb that mountain. It's your mountain to climb. It's not somebody else's mountain. It's your mountain, and you're going to have to climb it. And when you get to the top, you feel his hand and back on your back and your head saying, yeah, well done. You know, that good and faithful servant, you know. But look over there. There's yet one more mountain you got to climb. And you're like, oh, Lord, I thought this was it. He said, no, I never told you it was it. You know, you finished this one. There's more. In fact, Jesus told a parable one time, say, how many of you, you know, that have a servant will tell the servant, go and walk in my field. And when he comes from the field, then he'll tell the servant, well, yeah, go and sit down and so forth. No. And the servant comes, he give him another task. Well, go prepare my meal. And so forth. And when you're done, when I'm done eating, you know, well, maybe you can eat for yourself. You know, and so when he's finished that one, he might even send him on something else. And such it is with us. You climb, you know, he'll encourage you, he'll pat you on the back, he'll give you a jewel, you know, it's called royal diadem. The diadem is a crown that has jewels in it. Give you a jewel to put in your crown. But then you say, well, there's more jewels that you have to obtain. So praise the Lord. So that's our lesson today. And we got to keep the encouragement going. We got to keep moving forward. Father, I pray for everyone that's listening in this morning. Those that are here. Those that will listen in later on, that we will receive encouragement to keep on going and climb every mountain. And the God of all grace be with you, strengthen you, and he's there waiting for you. He's with you along the way, and he's already at the finish line. He's already on top of the mountain, yet he's with you too. That's the mystery of God and his grace. And he will get you there, but you got to keep going. You got to climb every mountain. You got to win every battle. You got to get every victory in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen you, cause your head to be lifted up, and give you victory in everything in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.